Hello, people of God. I'm recording this today, driving down the highway, so we have a little road noise, and the other people in the car said they'll be quiet for a minute while I record this, so. Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When they bring you before the synagogues and rulers and the authorities, do not worry about how you are to defend yourselves or what you are to say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that very hour what you ought to say." The Gospel of the Lord. When Luke was writing this, as today, there was still controversy about who Jesus was and what he meant for us. But it was already acknowledged that it was by the power of the Holy Spirit that God was still present in the community today. And so when Luke is recalling these words of Jesus, they have a particular meaning that I think still rings quite true for us today. That is, Luke is saying, disagree, if you will, about Jesus. Get that wrong. That might be a problem, but it's a problem that God can work with. God can forgive, even if it needs forgiving. But you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, that is, God's power present to us today, then there's nothing God can do. That is, if you shut out God from your life today, then God has no way to help you. Now, this is something that's really a challenging word for us today. Are we caught up with who's right, who's wrong, what happened in the past? Okay, we can argue about these things, but more important, are we present to God's presence in our lives today? Are we led by the Spirit today that brings us God today in this moment? That's a much more important question, and the question that's going to get us out of our troubles no matter what they are. So let us look today for God's presence in our lives today.